In northeastern Oklahoma, there's a stretch of tall grass prairie where bison still roam. And once a year, the herd is weighed, tagged, and counted to make sure it's healthy. Joe Wirtz from State Impact grabbed his microphone and headed out on Oklahoma's annual bison roundup.
For 11 months out of the year, the 2,500 bison on the tall grass prairie preserve live the quiet life. The windswept scene looks and sounds like it did when this endangered ecosystem spanned much of the Great Plains. No traffic, no humans, just endless horizons and grass. But come November, things get busy and noisy. Metal clangs, hooves stomp, and ranch hands holler. The roundup starts with the herding of hundreds of bison out of the wide open prairie. From there, they're coaxed one by one into a narrow chute. The tall steel wall keeps the hooves and horns away from Nature Conservancy workers like Kim Elkin. She's in the middle of the line and stationed above the action on a catwalk. Elkin is the gatekeeper.
We open and close the gates and then kind of let them through in a process
so that they can go down the line and get the shots that they need to maintain their health.
The bison are poked and prodded in line. They respond by bucking, stomping, and grunting.
The moms and their babies don't want to be separated, so you can hear them snorting.
So this is the last stop in their trip right here at the squeeze chute.
That's Bob Hamilton, the preserve's director. At the end of the line, the rowdy bison are vaccinated with a gun-like syringe and given a mouthful of deworming medicine. The squeeze chute also has a scale. Workers yell out the bison's weight. 920 pounds. That number is recorded in a database and analyzed later in the year. To keep the herd in balance, some bison will be sold off.
Seller cow.
Others are keepers.
All this process, running them through the corral, is ultimately to get them individually into that squeeze chute to where then we can identify them, reach in and scan their tag with the electronic wand, and bring up their computer record.
Those computer records of weight, calf births, and other observations are key to keeping the herd healthy. When European explorers landed in North America, 30 million bison roamed the continent. By the turn of the 19th century, that number had plummeted into the hundreds. Hamilton says conservation efforts like these have fueled a big bison comeback. Today, the U.S. is home to more than 160,000 bison, according to the latest report from the USDA.
It's kind of the hands-on part of restoring nature. Somebody's got to do it, so.
And he says it's a fun job. For NPR News, I'm Joe Wirtz in Pawhuska, Oklahoma.